All right. So, you good to go, Steve?
Yep.
Okay. We got it. Let's do it.
What you
All
got
right.
there? Dill
Hello, this is
picklers? Got some
Ozzy
all
Osbourne,
dressed?
and
If
you're
it's gonna
listening
be that
to
kind of party, I'm gonna
Joseph
stick
Wright.
my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Nailed it!
Out here, just a little bit
Sweet
strange.
Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hanging out with your friends.
Struck ground for a living.
Valediction.
I don't understand. It's just fun.
In defense of Coldplay.
Hey, bud. Good party.
What do we know about partying or anything else?
Oh, Gabagool. It's time for an Italian version of Jonah Radio. And that's the end of the Italian version of Jonah Radio. Thank you so much. It was a good time. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to that version. I am Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he's probably in Canada, too, working. Cash Hartzell is here.
Hi, everybody.
Neil's here.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here. I'm happy to have this one thing I do a week.
Now you can't see Neil. You can't see Neil, but if you saw an image of Neil right now, you'd be like, that guy lives in Echo Park. Our guest today is an old friend of ours. Known this guy almost two decades. One of the sweetest, most talented, funniest, nicest, and most neurotic men we know. Everybody, welcome, Mr. Steve Agee.
Oh, thank you. I love that music you played me in with. It takes me back to staying home from school sick and watching like all the daytime game shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bewitched. Yeah.
Those daytime game shows, like Bewitched.
Yeah. Well.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. Which one's the hillbilly?
You could win some oil shooting from the ground.
Yeah. It was just
either oil
game.
or you got a chance to shoot at food. Those were the two options on Beverly Hills.
Through the ground comes a bubbling crude.
Yep.
AG, you're up in Canada right now.
Yeah, I've been in Vancouver for 3 weeks now.
Oh, you had to be by yourself in a hotel room for two of those weeks, right?
Yeah, anyone coming into the country has to quarantine for two weeks. Can't go outside. I mean, it wasn't that hard though, because it's raining almost every single day, so it's even I've been out for a week and it's still raining, so I just go out very briefly.
Do you feel that being by yourself since March prepared you for the 2 weeks in a hotel room in Vancouver?
100%. 100%.
Did you find yourself now that Steve has been like I said, like kind of by himself for since the get-go. You go on a lot of long drives, I know, into the desert, and what kind of music did you find yourself listening to during this your version of the lockdown?
Way to hit the theme, Jonah.
What's that?
I said way to hit the theme.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is a music podcast.
Right out the gate.
I've listened to a lot of Bowie.
Yeah, because you felt like a man who fell to earth at the wrong time.
Exactamundo.
You're just getting tore up for that Marc Maron film, right?
I still haven't seen it. Have you guys seen that?
Is it out?
Yeah, it's out.
Where's it on? Do I have to rent it?
Yeah, it's
Redbox exclusive.
It's on like iTunes and stuff, I think.
Oh, okay. So you found yourself just like, was that like comforting for you driving around in the desert listening to Bowie?
Yeah, that was the only bad thing about this quarantine up here for 2 weeks, is the inability to at least just go drive around.
You couldn't even maybe, because you can't even go for a drive, because you would have to maybe get gas or you would have to do something. Do you like, what's the process? Do you get like, do you just have to promise that you'll go from the airport to the hotel, or is there like an escort situation?
Yeah. I drove, it's an honor system. I drove up and at the border, they check you and then they say, go right to your, apartment or your hotel, and we'll check on you every few days. And
oh, wow. So they like call you, or
just phone calls, and you have daily, like you have to go online daily and, like, you know, they do a symptoms check. Do you have any of the following symptoms? And
gnarly. You
know. Yeah, I do that in the parking lot right before work.
Yeah.
Face to face. So, and do they give you, do you get like a booklet of takeout menus and stuff like that when you
Cash, get on the mic there a bit.
Sorry. Do you get like a booklet of like takeout menus when you come into the country? Is it like, here, this is the Domino's in your area?
No, production gave us a list of restaurants and stuff, and but it's mostly been like DoorDash.
Yeah.
Apps.
Does it, so apps. You came from Los Angeles. Granted, you weren't going out there, but like, does it feel different on the street or when you drive down the street now that you can drive around?
Yeah, it's weird here. I mean, there's the COVID numbers are way less, but it's also there's still a bunch of COVID up here. It's not, it was weird because
hold on. No. So wait, this COVID thing is not just a Democratic conspiracy with the Chinese and Steve Jobs.
Not unless they moved it up to Canada as well.
Well, that's how they get you. They spread it around just to make it seem
outsourcing.
Like it's not.
Yeah.
It's weird though, because you come here and there's, you know, they say don't leave your hotel or your apartment for 2 weeks and just so make sure you don't have it. But then, you know, day 14, I'm done and I leave, and it's like I could instantly get it in the elevator here.
Yeah. No.
It's not like going to New Zealand or Australia where it's like you can just go out and take off your mask and you're done.
Yeah.
There's, you know, it's still all over the place.
Boy. Well, as long as we got sweet, sweet music to get us through these hard times. That's right. Gen Radio is a music podcast. And we're going to be hanging out with Steve for the next 45 minutes or so. And then we're going to do some music news, and we're going to talk about, we're going to try and see if we can find some new music for Neil. until then, Neil actually suggested a song he wanted to play. And sent me a link. Now, Neil, tell us about this the song from Dagobah.
It was my friend's band in high school, and it's one of the more intricate drum patterns that they played, and it's pretty cool. It's polyrhythmic, so he's like playing 3-4 on his hands and 4-4 with his feet, and it's pretty neat.
Nice. Steve, you hung out at the Comedy Store. Did you know polyrhythmic back then?
No, his mom was still running.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, don't you remember his my favorite catchphrase of his was like, I'm tweaking the beat.
Syncopated.
I don't condone any of this.
Well, just like any kind of polyrhythmic math rock song, it is over 4 minutes long. Now,
hey, I chose the shortest one I could.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you fucking did.
Most of them are up around 7.
Yeah. Now, Neil, this is a new song, new band?
Oh, no. It's from the mid-90s.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah. Everyone, yeah. Go to Bandcamp and, give my friends 30 cents on the dollar.
Great, Neil. Glad, love it when you keep up.
Hey, you chose to fucking play it. I just suggested it.
This is for you. This whole show is for you. I don't mean just this episode. I mean the entire fucking run of this podcast. But anyway, this is the song Sagan from the self-titled plus Wicked Weird Meltdown / Hot Dog and More Than a Feline compilation tracks. Is the name of this album that this Dagobah is. Wow, they used as many letters as I'm sure time signatures in this 4.5 minutes. I'm sure I listened to a little bit. It's a great song. I don't know why I'm doing this. It's just fun. Anyway, here is a 30-year-old song that Neil just got into called from Dagobah.
Thank you. This is Rivers Cuomo, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
All right. That was Sagan by Dagobah. So go on the Bandcamp. We have any of the songs you hear on this show, you can go to the show notes, and Dan Angler will pop in little hyperlinks for you, and you can go and check out the band, support the band, get what you want. To let them know you heard it. Makes them feel good. Now, that was exactly what I, that's in my head, when I think about music Neil likes, that's what, it's like, you know, I just go math stuff, like math rock, indie stuff, and then a guy that's basically just like reading Slint lyrics quietly to himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like overheards.
Yeah, it's kind of it's kind of like if they took your seventh grade creative writing exercise and set it to music, and that's what Neil loves.
Well, it just could be like, you know, that Slint stuff, or that's that kind of talk.
It's slightly that was slightly condescending. Cash.
It was a bit condescending, sorry, Cash. Yeah, that was kind of like, but like high it's school. Just that, you know, she was a long way from home. Stars designed to dress, stuff like that. You know, something that kind of like vague. Quiet stuff. I liked it a lot. It's a very good song, and very much in line with what I think about when I think about the kind of music Neil likes. But we're not at the point
of the show. Theme of the show.
Neil, please, the clapping. Have you listened to the podcast and hear?
No.
Neil, please don't. You're like a child. Yep. You're like a 48-year-old child.
43. You drinking a Slurpee while you agreed with him?
I got a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee.
Oh, great. It's only 4:30 in the afternoon. I wonder why your sleep schedule is so fucked.
I got it at about 10 a.m. when I shipped a horse to my mom. And then I put it in the fridge for a few hours.
I love you so much. But we're not here to talk about horses, fridges, what may or may not be... Slurpees. We are here right now to do a segment we call
Music News.
Oh, that's right. It's time for Music News, where we start off by illegally playing Thin Lizzy, and then getting into what's going on in the world of news. Cash Hartzell.
Yes.
Tell us what's up in the world of music news.
Well, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there's a new Wonder Woman movie, right?
Huh? Oh, boy, there sure was almost a new Wonder Woman movie.
I don't know if this is... Steve can talk about this. I know he's under all sorts of comic book movie contracts. Probably
Marvel, DC, Image.
He's done all
Gru.
Gru.
I heard Steve was reading for Gru.
Yeah, Dark Horse. Mr. Natural comics.
Speaking of music, did you know that Motown Records had a comic book outlet title for in the 90s? They put out multiple comic books.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they were they were where E used to be. They used to own that E office space over on Wilshire. Anyways. Wonder Woman 1984 came out Christmas Day. A bunch of people noticed it's set in DC. There's a Bad Brains t-shirt included in it. There's also a Cro-Mags t-shirt included in it.
But it's the wrong year, right? It's
like that's what everybody's been saying.
86 Cro-Mags versus album 84.
Came out in 86. 84 was
it's the Age of Quarrel, right? The Age of Quarrel album for Cro-Mags.
Yes.
Right. And so yeah, a lot of people were very upset. Even John Worster had to say, hey, rock and roll weirdness, people. You know, if you follow John Worster, he's got a couple running runners on his Instagram. One of them being rock and roll weirdness. The other, of course, being my new worst friend, which is usually just like, you know, offensive bumper stickers and shirts. But he also has rock and roll weirdness, where it's like pictures of like people and music that you wouldn't assume would be in the same room together, or this and that. And he had to tell people, stop sending me this image from Wonder Woman 1984 of the Bad Brains and Cro-Mags shirt. And then what happened, Cash?
Well, it turns out Patty Jenkins, Wonder Woman 1984 director and DC resident, was good friends with the Cro-Mags. And actually John Joseph, the vocalist, sent her that shirt and came to her defense on Twitter, said, had about 20 people tell me about this. Patty Jenkins, director, writer, is a good friend since the 80s. She asked me to send her a Cro-Mags shirt for the Wonder Woman 1984. I sent her the Age of Quarrel shirt. The original album black cassette came out in 1984.
Oh,
they paid for the recording. Also, he notes that he set up Patty with their first directing gig for the band Leeway, their video. But that shirt was actually approved by the Cro-Mags, and turns out everybody else was not punk rock enough to know that the tape actually came out in 84, the same year as the movie.
Yes.
Is set. So
it's, yeah, but it's that. It's but that when did the shirt come out though?
I mean, oh God, Neil, he just said it was. He sent the shirt. He cleared it.
Yeah, but
well, it's
I'm just saying.
It's also punk rock stuff. Is like in the 80s, it was like, okay, the album came out, and now they made their own shirts. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a piece of merch the way it is now, where you go to merchtable.com/JonahRadio and get merch. It was you make your own, which, you know, we're not opposed to.
It's not like, you know, it's not like these days where it's like pre-order it on Bandcamp and you get the shirt and a sticker and the album.
Yeah.
And then when we put it out in a year and a half, you'll get it sent to you in a package. It'll be like, when did I get this?
Yeah.
When do I actually get the music?
I had no idea that Patty Jenkins was a old school punker.
Yeah, apparently DC. I mean, I knew she was like military. She was raised, not military, but her father was
Neil, don't whittle during the podcast, please.
I'm trying to sand the paint off of my hands.
Great. Audio medium, Neil. Audio medium.
All right, I'll meet myself.
Speaking of fan-made merch, somebody make a Neil, don't whittle during the podcast t-shirt. And just bleeding fingers.
AG, have you run into Patty Jenkins ever, being a part of the DC universe?
No, I mean, this is, last year was my first anything with DC, and we were in Atlanta for most of that, and then Panama.
This is for the new
Suicide Squad, where I'm not sure, are you playing Shark Boy or Lava Girl? I'm not sure which character.
Lava Girl.
Well, Patty Jenkins was on the Sarah Silverman program. That's like her only acting credit.
That's what somebody said. Yeah. I don't remember that, but also I know so little about comic books that I don't know if Lava Girl is a real thing or not.
No, so Sharkboy and Lava Girl is from a Robert Rodriguez series of movies.
Was it in what was the movie he did with Tarantino? No,
it was like his family friendly.
It was the
movies.
Kids, yeah. Spy Kids.
Spy Kids.
He literally made a kids movie in which he cast his kids as the heroes of the movie.
Yeah.
He did that with his nieces too. Aren't they in like one of his movies? They're in the one with Rose McGowan where she has the shotgun, Planet Terror.
Yeah.
The twins. Those are his nieces.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Cash, what else is going on in the world of music?
Well, as we all know, we're all very attuned to the streets. Rapper MF Doom, his death was announced this week. He did not die this week. He died actually on Halloween, but it was his wife finally came forward with the news of Doom's death. I don't actually know what he died of. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but somebody shared something pretty cool. This guy worked up a MF Doom role-playing Game Boy game that he never got it approved, but he posted it online, and you get to play as MF Doom, kind of like Pokemon, kind of like a Link game from the original NES. I just thought that was cool. You can
and
see
is the music in... just MF Doom music, but 8-bit?
No, they never got to the music part, because apparently this was entirely unofficial, and when they got to a part that was, it looked good enough to like go out, they're like, oh yeah, Marvel. Maybe Steve can talk to them for us. Steve, you still got those contacts over there?
You got Baggy's numby?
I'm under strict DC contracts now. I can't do anything Marvel anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
For a while.
And
wait. All right, never mind.
What were we going to say, Cash?
I was going to get deep in the weeds on Marvel stuff, but I don't want to. Because
the thing he said, he's just
we're either a music podcast.
Yeah. Steve, now I don't remember because now I'm thinking about the weeds that Cash would have gone into with Marvel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel stuff, the thing that Steve just said he didn't really want to talk about in a nice
or
way.
I don't know about.
No, that's why I stopped. Guys, if you were to get a big record contract, if you were in a band, you were to get a big record contract right now, who would you want it to be with?
Geffen.
Geffen? You would go Geffen, maybe still around? Jonah?
Is Geffen around?
Yeah, I think Geffen still. Geffen is around.
Okay.
Maybe Sub Pop, maybe a Hardly Art.
Whoa, well, I mean, I thought you said big. Are you talking majors?
You're going to bribe. Yeah, the majors.
Well, by myself or?
Well, I'm just saying if you were
BMG.
Like,
BMG, they're the ones with the money right now.
I don't know. You only have to send in a penny. You're fine on those.
Okay.
What if it was you still send in pennies instead of getting tapes, you got downloads? Well, the biggest, hottest record label right now, Peloton.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. No, they just released some Elvis recordings as their first sort of exclusive. I would play you some of these Elvis things, but I cannot get to them because they're all behind
the paywall.
You
haven't pushed enough. You don't want it enough. You have to push hard every morning. Yeah. You have to make the decision to get on the bike. Push harder than you pushed before. Get up the hill and earn the sweat. Earn the unreleased Elvis tunes. Earn the adulation that you can post something funny about your Peloton thing on Instagram.
Sweat today. Don't regret today.
Well, this is only the newest entrance. Peloton has been it.
I like how you fancy Peloton.
Peloton. Yeah, I've been to Madrid. I've been to Peloton. Spain. Peloton.
Not Peloton. Peloton.
Peloton. Peloton.
We should get someone. Who do we know? Gertz. Gertz does Peloton. Maybe we can get her to bootleg us these Elvis tracks. You're just gonna hear like push it.
Yeah,
just holding her phone up to like an earphone,
and you just hear the squeal of the.
It's very rhythmic. So they've already signed a deal with broad multi partnership deal with Beyonce. So you know that's coming soon, and they've the Elvis. Remixes were done by Chromeo, Big Boy, and Dylan Francis.
Who? Chromeo, Jesus.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Why aren't they doing Kraftwerk? Like in Kraftwerk is the thing. They like literally have a song called The Tour de France. Like.
Yeah. Yes, totally. That would be amazing.
That's so stupid. I'm the Queen remixes of Bicycle.
Bicycle.
Yeah, imagine Beyonce just belting out that.
The soundtrack to Lottery de Bicicleta.
Les Bicycle Thieves. And of course, Danny Elfman with the opening bicycle race song from Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, what's the one from Cutters?
Breaking Away?
What's the
Breaking Away. Yeah, yeah.
Do they have a song in that one?
There's like an Italian song that they always play when the one guy is riding his bike.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? What about the Japanese song from Revenge of the Nerds, where it's H-E-D-D.
The tricycle.
Yeah, the tricycle.
When he takes the weird pills that like block alcohol from entering.
Yeah, that's right.
But he's still drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Kind of works.
I was just watching the American Splendor with a audio commentary, and Toby Radloff is in the room with them, and it's I just can't help it. It's like they go, "Now, Toby, did you really drive to Toledo to see Revenge of the Nerds?" Like, "Yes, it wasn't playing in Cleveland." What'd you think of the sequels, Toby? They weren't as well written. There was so much more heart in the original. What a great... But we're not here to talk about movies. We're here to talk about more music news.
Music news!
Well, you remember that guy that used to drive around in the gold tank, Master P?
Ah, yes. Oh,
sure, yeah, yeah.
He's reportedly looking to buy Reebok.
Whoa.
Him and Baron Davis from the basketball are...
From the basketball.
Grandpa!
They wanna have some... They're like, the black community's thrown a lot of business towards Reebok, so we wanna take a lead in it. And that would be Master P's like fourth or fifth appearance in it. Master P, you might know, was actually recruited as a basketball player.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in the, let's see, was it in 1998, he actually had a contract, but never did it. But then he went out and founded No Limit Records, and now there's going to be No Limit on his shoes.
I have a feeling. I mean, that guy like made a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, like a gold tank. That's that should just be like part of the vernacular of like, I just one day want to have that gold tank money.
I forget what the guy's name.
Money. Yeah.
I forget what the guy's name was, but like the guy that owned Reebok shoes bought a country club in my hometown because he couldn't get into the other country club because he was Jewish and the other country club was terrible. So this country club, Willow Bend, was the one that he bought. And we would break in and go swimming in the swimming pool after hours.
You showed
what
him.
If he bought that? What if he bought that country club and also made it strict rule no Jews?
God.
Like, he might have. He might have. I don't know.
We're going to take a quick break for a song right now by Danny Carney, Chainsaw Symphony. Now, he put out an EP last year that we really liked. We put it on our end of the year show, which was the last episode that came out last week. But he has a new album out that he just dropped right at the beginning of the year called Blizzard of 82. I want to have that guy on the show soon because we've known each other like off and on, like for a while. When Danny Carney, I was like, oh, I remember I knew a guy named Danny Carney, but I worked with him at the Al Gore Network, True TV or Truth TV. I can't even remember what it was called. Where did Neil go?
I'm here.
What do you walk away in the middle of the show for?
Well, you're introducing a song. I'm turning on lights so I have better lighting.
I will never understand your thought process. I will never understand it. We're just about to start, so you could do the thing you do every time. Neil, you gotta check out this song. The song plays. Neil takes off his headphones, walks to the fucking kitchen, and makes himself a sandwich.
I'm Bluetoothing now, so I can roam about.
You roam if you want to. Hi, this is a music podcast. But anyway, this is a song called VCR by Danny Carney, Chainsaw Symphony on Jonah Radio. More Steve Agee and Music News when we come back.
Crowd.
friends. MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. You're a total badass, and what you wear should only accentuate that fact. MeUndies truly believes in empowering self-expression. Their pledge for 2020 and beyond is called MeUndies Gives, an initiative that supports those who have systematic barriers to their self-expression. By shopping MeUndies, you support causes such as LGBTQ community, mental health and well-being, and women's rights. We here at Jonah Radio applaud MeUndies for their work. Guys, do you wear MeUndies?
I sure do. I bought them on my own before we even had this relationship, this business relationship.
It feels good, doesn't it? That's like, that's one thing I wish I got when I for Christmas that I didn't, was some MeUndies, because like you haven't been talking about anything else since you started wearing those.
Yeah, I did a whole sea change, got rid of everything I had, and just replaced it all with MeUndies, and it's great. I want to say it feels like you're not wearing anything at all, but it doesn't. It feels like you're feeling like wearing just the right thing.
Do you have any of those? Do you have any of those crazy patterns or stuff that helps you better?
You know me, I'm a bit of a prude. It's just black on black.
Well, if you're not a prude, I hear MeUndies offers classic colors to ridiculous prints, all so you can fully express yourself in your own unique way with sizes from XL to 4XL. What do you think about maybe
wait, that's how people are expressing themselves with the size of their
man. I express myself by bagging it. I wear the 4XLs and they're just sort of
hold on, Cash. You said from XL to 4XL.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, MeUndies believes that you and your butt deserve comfort inside and out, which is why they created the MeUndies membership. It's just a really great way to love on yourself, which Cash does constantly. Each month, replenish your basic styles that are anything but basic. Styles that let you be the truest version of yourself, like Cash talked about. You can get every different size and see which size you best fits you at that point.
Or you and your cat, if you were wanted to walk around with your cat in your underwear.
But here's the crazy great part. If you didn't get, like me, any underwear for Christmas, which I desperately wanted, because as an adult, that's the two things you want is socks and underwear. Yeah. MeUndies has a great offer for Jonah Radio listeners. For first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and you get free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. And here's the thing. Just go and buy some underwear and use our promo code Jonah, because that helps the show out. You lazy don't do for us, and we bleed for you every week. You know how many brain cells we lost doing the show? So buy some MeUndies and get 15% off and free shipping using the promo code Jonah, you.
And that's a personal endorsement.
Yeah. And it's not just underwear. It's t-shirts, robes, all sorts of cool stuff. Pajamas. Get in there. Like swimwear. Oh, yeah. I don't think they have swimwear.
I think they do have swimwear.
Back to the shoe. They don't have shoes.
Come on,
All right, thanks for tuning back into the show. If you're just joining us, we have Steve Agee live from Vancouver.
The Couve.
Agee, we got one more music news, and I'll give you $100 if you guess what it's going to be about.
COVID.
Cash?
It's about Ticketmaster being
asshole. Oh, thank God. Oh, God. I couldn't have afforded that. Glad fucking AG wasn't keeping up with music news.
The next one's about COVID.
Yeah. One more. We got to get to the game.
I was gonna guess Liam Gallagher, but...
No, not this week. Ticketmaster has been fined $10 million for hacking a rival ticketing platform and stealing sensitive information between 2013 and 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, when are they going to get a break, Ticketmaster? You got Pearl Jam coming at him from one side, and then 10, 15 years later.
Yeah. No, this was actually only, I mean, this was so long ago. This was
Who are they hacking? Brown paper tickets? Who are they going after here?
Eventbrite?
Eventbrite? Yeah.
No, somebody they drove out of business, which makes it even kind of more of a dick move. Is that
hold on, are they not on the up and up? This large business?
Not at all, as it turns out. Oh, you, this is the if we want to talk malfeasance, there is a AEG.
Let's talk malfeasance.
There is an AEG corporate who somehow signed off on loans for the Nashville bomber, but I didn't want to get into that. That, like, that's literally like they helped the bomber, and it's like, oh, I don't want to go to any of their concerts anymore.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
Yeah. But
wow, Cash, if you don't want to give money to places that help other people bomb stuff, maybe not, I don't know, bank.
Yeah, or pay taxes.
Yeah. Well, or bank. Live in America. Steve, are you going to come back?
Yeah.
Are you going to come back?
Probably.
Yeah. You're just a man of the world now. Now you're just like, you're like a true actor now. You're just going from gig to gig.
Atlanta, Panama, Vancouver.
Gig to gig to gig.
Which is your favorite?
Yep. Vancouver.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't like, you were pretty far out in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like Atlanta. Like, you didn't get to enjoy Atlanta. Because Atlanta itself is a great city.
Yeah, yeah. I love Atlanta, too.
But you weren't like little Five Points Atlanta. You were outside.
You were in Georgia, Atlanta.
Yeah,
I was in like Fayetteville, Georgia for a while. I did eventually move into like Midtown for the last half of it, though.
Oh, nice.
How long were you there?
Peachtree Street?
I was there for, yeah. Yes, actually on Peachtree Street. I was there for 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And this is not your first time spending a long time in Atlanta either, right?
No, that was the longest though, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Guardians 2, it wasn't that long, right?
No, like a month and a half.
Yeah. And then this one was for Suicide Squad.
So. Yeah.
But you're in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, where like you were just kind of in those.
Yeah. He was in the B story of Guardians.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah, that was great.
Ravagers, baby.
Ravagers. All right, that is it for
Ravagers.
Music. That is it for music news. Now it is time for a segment where we are going to try and see. Here's the thing about if you pay attention to the show, you realize Neil. I don't think he has listened. I don't think he likes music. I think he is not a fan of it. I just did a Jimmy Pardo's Never Not Funny today, and I brought up Neil, like the game we were playing today for the show, and how Neil essentially like he picked a Fiona Apple song because I think he couldn't think of anything else, and he just thought about all his Largo friends and what they would have liked that year. And you know, I don't think I've
it was literally like one of 20 songs I bought all year.
And Neil pays money monthly to a streaming service.
The one person that doesn't work out for him mathematically. He could have stuck with a $7.99 CD he bought 25 years ago.
I don't know how that shit works.
Damn, why bother trying? Just let the money flood out of your account.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's my approach to healthcare.
To be fair.
And Neil, you like math rock, you like hip hop.
Sure.
If you're Run the Jewels, maybe the most current artist that you like.
Yeah, besides Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple's not current. That's like saying like in the 90s going like, yeah, I like all the current stuff. I'm a big
Bruce
fan. Bruce Springsteen.
I'm a big fan of the Eagles.
Eagles, so, you know, I like just because
like
they
the
put
Beatles.
Just because they put an album doesn't mean they're current. But I think it might be Run the Jewels might be the most current artist you listen to, correct?
I bought that Billie Eilish record.
That's true.
Maybe more current.
Great. Now, so what we're going to do is we're going to try and see if we can inspire you to get in some music that you may not know. So we all picked songs that we think that you will like. I picked a few just to try and see if I can, you know, put the odds forever in my favor. There's no winner to this game, but it's just one of those things where... Now, Neil, here's a song that I think... I know you like the, I know you're a big fan of the, you know, the math. You love the math.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You like stuff you're not sure where it's going.
Yeah. Tabulations.
Yes, exactly. So here's one from an artist named DJ Pero. with the song Gecko. Let's see if you like this at all. Here, let me just kind of
get on board with that name, but go ahead.
So far, totally up your speed.
I like it.
I'll skip ahead a little. Neil, anything there? Too glossy?
Yeah, it's a little glossy. I like it in the same way that I can't remember the name of the band. Is it Dragon Slayer or something?
Dragon Force?
Dragon Force, yeah.
So a little too much on the leading towards like the metal harmonic side.
Yeah, it's like super notey and whatever, but guitar jerk off stuff.
Okay. Yeah. You don't like people wanking off.
No.
All right, so the next one is gonna be Steve's pick for you.
Oh boy.
Now, Steve, do you want to tell us?
I already know he's gonna hate it now based on everything I've learned today.
So this is the Gorries, right, Neil? You know the Gorries, Neil?
I've heard of them. I don't know of them.
Okay. So let's see.
Lock the gates.
So this is on the garage side of things. Now this is right up my alley.
Yeah. I like this one. Yeah, this is much more in my wheelhouse.
This one is.
Yeah.
What else do you listen to that's like this at all?
Like shellac and things like, you know.
This reminds you of shellac?
Or just like, you know, like recordings that are like more pure than produced.
Okay. Well, this is from 1991. So maybe it's just a matter of like production quality over the years.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be. He's attracted to a production style more than anything else.
Yeah. That's a very good song. Nitroglycerin by the Gorries. Thank you for revealing that to us, Steve. That was very good. I'm going
to
go with
it. Headed out to the desert tomorrow.
Load it up, baby.
The mountains of the desert.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. I'm going to do another one that we're going to go to Cash's pick. This is Farrakhet. Farrakhet, Neil. Farrakhet. Cut Self Knot. Let's see what you think of this one.
Strong.
What do you think, Neil?
This is really as a person who's not Neil, I think that's a really Neil song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got the time signature changes that I like, and
you're never sure where it's going. See, that's the thing that you
it
like.
It surprised me. Yeah. Like you once told me that like I had an ability to predict where a song was going,
mm-hmm.
Even if I had never heard it before. And that was pretty good.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right.
Pretty shiny.
All right. I'll do one more and then we'll get to Cash's. Actually, Cash, if you want to just like send me yours and I can just like play it.
Okay.
Sound good? Just like text me what it is and I'll look it up. Here's another one, Neil, that I think you might dig. It's on the hip hop side. This is a really... So this is a UFO, UFO Fev, Box Cutter Jiu-Jitsu.
Yo, Fee, what the fuck we doing? Right. I promise you I'll rock one of these rap niggas. One hit and quit a dying to come out retired. I suffer.
I take reality in doses. When I'm in the physical, it's obvious I'm focused. Right. UFO, they warned about me like the locust. The author of the Bible, the good Lord spoke this. I can't do it. I seen the heavens as I wrote this. True to it. You gon' steal an engine if you smoke this. Everything's for sale.
How you feeling about that, Neil?
Not so good.
You don't like it?
Nah.
Sounds a lot like the hip hop you like.
It does.
Well, it's okay. I don't know.
So when you're doing your nails, you don't like to hear this song.
I can't vouch for it. I was like, at first I thought it was like, oh, this is like kind of like a Urban Dance Squad or whatever from my high school days, but I don't know.
It's because it's new is why you don't like it. All right, what about this? This is Body Count. This is a song Body Count.
By Body Count?
No, by Tokyo's Revenge. These kids are pretty hardcore stuff here. Hold on.
Walking through Brooklyn like a fucking select.
I've been this for people who go to school to fight instead of learn. And she gon' give me naked.
I'm horny. I can't.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. Yeah. Bitch. I'm not a bitch.
That's all I got. Hold on. That's all I got.
Yeah. We gon' stomp him out. He talking way too fucking much. What's that talk about? He's speaking crazy as a neck. So we gon' walk him down.
We at your house cause you ain't coming out. Mm-mm.
What's the body count? We gon' stomp him out. He talking way too fucking much. What's there to talk about? He's speaking crazy as a neck. So we gon' walk him down.
We at your house cause you ain't coming out.
Mm-mm. What's the body count?
All right, Neil, what do you think of that?
I think it's funny that every time there's a knock at the door, he gets lower in volume.
Yeah.
That's clearly he's still living with his parents and his mom.
Did you listen to the song? Because that's actually kind of part of what he's saying. There's a knock on the door and saying, we're outside your house.
Yeah, well, I imagined that he was in his bedroom and there was
great
a parent.
So the sketch that Neil thought of when he heard the knocking on the door is better than the song, right?
Yeah, it always is.
It's strictly a sketch guy on rap albums.
Yes, yeah.
I only listen to the sketches from all the Wu-Tang albums. I've eliminated everything.
I gotta say,
but
there's a song called
Timberlands.
There's Cream, which is one of the best rap songs in the entire world. Also kind of about my name, so I've always loved it. But you get that album and you listen to Cream, and then it goes into that fucking sketch where Method Man is just yelling about torturing someone to death. And it turned me off of it for so long.
Jesus. All right. This one's from Cash. This is the song's called The Sailboat Malarkey, which is also the name of the style of hat Neil's wearing. This is by A.L. Lloyd.
That is slander.
Sailboat's name.
It's the sailboat Malarkey.
Tell me now.
I can just see him.
Neil's walking away.
He's standing on his porch watching the sunset. It's what happens when you take those seamen and you put them out on the West Coast.
You picked an old timey sea shanty.
I did.
Pitched to Neil.
Yeah.
He'll hate it off of Principle Alone.
No, I think he fell in love with it. I think he's now.
He had to go and jerk off into the sea.
I think he started weaving. He just started coiling ropes. That's why I had to leave. He heard it and his instinct kicked in. He's going to check lobster traps right now. There's nothing we can do about it.
Neil, what'd you think of that one?
Yeah, it sounded like an old song.
But Neil, you're just describing other things.
I mean, I don't know how to feel about it. It's
you used to critique music for a living.
Yeah, and I got bored with it, and then I.
This is another one that Cash recommended.
Television era.
I've always seen Neil as just about to fall in love with tango. And so no, this is no, just my way of pushing him into it. Look at that. Look at he heard it and he pulled the cap down. Like he's getting ready to dance. You can watch him, guys. You turn it off. He's not dancing anymore. But he was ready to go. He's ready to go. That's why I always see Neil. He's full of potential. He's going to be a great salsa dancer if he doesn't discover it till his
70s. Any of the new Mr. Bungo?
No. I haven't even heard any of the new Mr. Bungo.
Oh man, it is good.
We should check some of that out. I do have some
Wrath of the Easter Bunny.
Oh geez, really? Wait, hold on. What's it called?
The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny. That's the album.
Yeah.
Mr. Bungo.
Of the Easter Bunny heavy. Demo.
It's full thrash.
Oh really?
It's based on a demo they did in the 80s.
Oh, I see. Thrash, eh? Let's do it.
You are a bold and courageous person, afraid of nothing. High on hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you don't believe in such myths.
That's
one dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in a tower.
That Mike Patton can make his voice do anything.
Right?
And you never return.
This is when the pit starts way before.
Got in.
That's great. That's very old school. So they just they had an old demo and then just like, let's just record that. That's great.
It's a demo that got passed around in the 80s and nothing ever came of it. And they decided to record it like proper. And they brought in like Scott Ian and Dave Lombardo. And
yeah, that's great.
A lot of heavy hitters.
Nice. Neil, this is a band called Toe. The song I don't know because it's in Japanese. Let me think. What do you think of this one?
Toe like tow truck or toe like a finger
toe,
on
like
your foot?
A finger on the foot.
Ooh.
Very drum forward.
Yeah.
Easy listening math.
Yeah, fifth grade math.
Easy math. Remedial math. That's what they call it.
All right, that's I got this one for you. This is a late bloomer with the song All the Gold. Oh wait, you know what? That's the song we're ending with. I got this mixed up. But here we go. What about this one?
What about this one?
I know you like the Jesus Lizard, so I remembered that Piss Jeans sounds like the Jesus Lizard kind of, so
yeah, a little bit.
You said Idols sound like Jesus Lizard, and the Piss Jeans sound way more like Jesus Lizard than Idols do.
Jesus Lizard is the one band that I tolerate like lyric forward rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
because David Yao once beat me in the head with the microphone. So like, I like them okay, but like, for the most part, too much talking, too much squawking.
What?
Too much talking, too much squawking.
Much squawking. You have to give them that it rhymes.
It rhymes, but I don't know what the context is. It's like, so you said like word forward. You said lyrics forward or word forward?
Mark forward from Letterkenny.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, it's a failure on all of our parts. Neil,
we tried
to excite Neil, a person who you would assume likes music, but just can't seem to.
Wears the same clothes as people who like music at the very least.
I was gonna say that. He dresses the part. He's got the hat.
Look at you, short sleeve.
Yeah, it's what gets sent to me as an influencer.
Nice. Little Ghostbusters.
Little Ghostbusters thing. It's from Middle of Beyond. They got good they got some good gear there. I also got this flannel from them. Nice flannel, but it's a Return of the Living Dead flannel.
Oh wow.
So you can see there's like the Return of the Living Dead there. But then also when you roll the sleeves up, you get the fucking Tar Man peeking out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's nice and subtle. But anyway, mission not accomplished. Neil, nope. I'm so sorry. One day we will inspire you. But it hasn't happened yet.
I did a good job. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean,
Neil, what do you mean? This wasn't for you to do a good job. Don't take it on yourself. Don't like find the guilt and
put the knife away.
All right. Well, Steve, did you have a good time?
I did, man. It's the closest thing I've had to human contact in like weeks.
I think the past couple of weeks when you've been isolated, I was like, I got to have Steve on just to hang out, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah.
You're a Canucks fan, by the way?
What? You know he's not.
No.
He's from the desert. They don't have hockey out there. They had sand hockey.
Dirt hockey.
Yeah. That's Vancouver Canucks starting January 13th.
Congratulations, Steve. He's giving you all the inside information that you need to go to a bar and make friends.
Yeah, they won't let you in the stadium.
I want to thank Steve Agee for showing up today. I want to thank Cash for being who he is. I want to thank Neil for giving it the old college try.
Yay, Emerson.
And I say that from my point of view because I didn't go to college. I want to thank Dan Angler for all the work he does on the show. I want to thank all the bands that send us their stuff. I want to thank Bill Tackett. I want to thank Dana Lechtenberg. I want to thank everybody all the time everywhere. If you like the show, send it to your friends. If you want your friends band on the show, send us their music. Jonah Radio, RAYDAO@gmail.com. Listen to my other podcast, Let Me Watch a Movie With You, where this week we will be having Trace Bolo and Kevin Murphy as we watch Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie. Very fun one. And we're going to be wrapping up now with this song that was submitted to us by a band called All Right. And it's called I Am Doing This to Myself. It is a great song. Steve, any parting words? Catch you at the funny gone.
Funny go at the funny maple leaf.
The funny maple leaf. Awesome. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. This is Scraps. Off of I'm Doing This to Myself by All Right. Okay, goodbye, everybody. Every
Joanne. You're listening to Jonah Radio.